Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Gene Alert.
It's Jeffrey Patrick.
And this week on Faith Grind Spire, we are
self-sabotaging.
Talking about self-sabotaging.
Self-sabotaging.
And you what does that mean?
Don't want to do it. You don't want to do it.
You don't.
You don't want to.
And
do
wait
it.
Until you hear.
We get to the root of it.
What Patrick says. So, with that being said, let's start this episode.
All right, let's do it.
We are amazing because our passion is limitless and our drive is intense. Therefore, you will not deny our grind. You are now listening to the Faith Grind Inspire podcast with your host, Gene Alert.
Welcome back to another great episode of Faith Grind Inspire podcast. I am your host, Gene Alert.
Jeffrey Patrick, the co-host with the most and the toast.
And the toast. How's your weekend, man?
You know, it was uneventful.
Again?
It was uneventful.
Yo, man, we gotta change that, bro.
No, I'm fine with it being uneventful. Yeah, I am totally fine with it.
Well, you studying, man.
I'm studying too much.
You're in like your third week of school, so it's good.
Yeah, I'm good.
So everything's cool.
I'm good.
Yo, man, the last couple of weeks of podcasts, we've been giving so much insight and so much value, and there was so much value, man, inside all the podcasts from Leonard Steinberg and Dr. Marshall and Ash Cash and Kel Spencer and all these people. And the sisters, Hadiah sisters, man.
I love them.
Yo, a lot of
it reminds
people.
Me, I got to send an email. Oh, my God. I am so terrible at that.
It's all good. You can always send an email now.
Yeah.
So we decided that we're going to take this show to create just a Q&A and answer one question, right? And talk about it. So this episode is going to be really quick, just for us to give you guys our feedback on this topic that's been around, self-sabotage of entrepreneurs, right? And are you really, like, what are you really scared of in business, in becoming your own boss? And where, how can you break that down inside of our culture?
Well, first thing is first. If you do not understand or fully comprehend what self-sabotage is, you're not going to be able to deal with it.
Mm.
That's the first thing. You're not going to be able to deal with it. And people don't really, you know, they don't really think about what they're doing and the behavior that they're participating in and the things that are causing them to lead them down the wrong road. I was just talking to Kev, right?
Big Kevin.
Yeah, I was talking to Kev, and one of the things we were talking about is how do you know, or better yet, what makes a good student? How do you know you're a good student? How do you know you're a good student?
Good grades?
No.
I don't know. I don't think I was ever a good student, actually. I was average.
No, but that's a good question to ask yourself.
It is.
How do I know I'm a good student? Right? Is it the grades? Is it
No.
You as a student, this is why academics is so important. And I hold it at the paramount of our success, because if you do not study and you do not know where to go find the right answers, you're gonna be in trouble. So you have to know where to go find the right answers. And more importantly, you gotta ask yourself questions. Deep contemplation is needed to the fact that self-sabotage is not only destroying your success, it's also holding back certain things that you should be doing in life that's beneficial for people around you.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So
inspire.
You have to really take a good look at what you're doing. What is self-sabotage? What is the most common things that are causing me to really realize or actually consider the things that are not beneficial to me, most importantly, and to the people them around me? When you think about self-sabotage, right, these behaviors, they actually start with the thought.
You're thinking.
And we can go into the deepness of the deepest psychology, and we can actually go and say, listen, all of this self-sabotage started when you were a little kid and your dad said you were a loser. You know what I'm saying? When you heard that, or he said, you know what? You don't pick up because you're lazy. You know what I'm saying? You don't do your thing because you're just a bad kid. That echoes. You know what I'm saying? There's a premise or a tool in filmmaking called echoing.
Mm-hmm.
Echoing in film, right, is when you actually you tell the story, and in order to keep the audience engaged, you echo back to what's happening from the beginning of the story. So it shows you that it started from that point. So that kind of stuff echoes. It echoes in you unintentionally. And it causes you to behave in a certain way that people don't realize that, man, that's the root. That's the root. And you have to consider the root. There is no way that the tree is going to flourish if it doesn't have the root.
A strong root at that.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen. So we consider the thoughts that lead to the behaviors, right? And if we start listing out the behaviors, we'll talk about procrastination.
Mm.
That one right there. Right? I don't procrastinate.
I know we talked about that.
Yeah, I don't.
You told us. Nah, so you guys need to go back to episode 66 and listen to that. He's not going to repeat it today.
No. We don't get into procrastination. We do not entertain that.
No.
In no way, shape, or form.
Yeah. I still suffer a little bit of procrastination, but I know why, you know? Cuz I'm sort of like a perfectionist, man. And I know some of you guys out there, you guys want it perfect. So, instead of just getting to it and understanding like why you got to do it, and you understand why you have to do it, but you just want it to be a certain way, a certain temperature, you want the certain vibes, and then you don't, and then all of a sudden something else happens and you start something else and you leave that project. You know, there's a mentality, get it done now mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And for those who suffer from procrastination, I just say, get it done now. So if you need to send an email, get it done now. Just pull out your phone, pull out your tablet, pull out your laptop, open it up, tell everybody, yo, stop. I need to send this right now. And if you do one little thing like that, then all of a sudden for the bigger projects, if you have to work on a proposal, for example, or a pitch, you take a little bit. So the main proposal might be 10 pages, for example. But if you break down an outline at first, and once you do the outline, then you say, okay, one section, then another section, then another section, and you break it down that way and just, you know, you get it done. I know you, as a educator, you know, you write 60 million page papers every day so, as a medical student. So tell, you know, even though that's medicine and, you know, education, but how does that, it's the same thing to me in business. How do you do that? How does someone tell you, you have to a 30 page paper due in 2 days? How do you get
all
it done?
All right, so
the, that was like the hardest part for me in college, man.
The key,
try and get stuff done, man. It didn't take until I was much older to like understand that whole get it done man mentality. So go ahead.
No, I mean the key to getting these assignments finished is to take care of it so you don't have to worry about it. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You take care of it so you do not have to worry 1 second about it, and you go and the most important thing is the research that you are constantly doing. You're never going to stop learning, being that the point of all of this is to make sure that you never stop learning. Never. You're going to always continue learning. You're going to keep to it. You see, the thing that I really like about academia is that it always propels you back to the beginning of any findings so you can build on your own findings. So you can actually increase the knowledge. You can increase the finding, and you can make things more accessible, and you can explain things a lot clearer. You see what I'm saying? I was saying that when our objective is to placate aggregate, and elevate, okay? Especially your professional demeanor. And procrastination doesn't do that. Does not. It doesn't play Kate. It doesn't do that. It doesn't. You leave procrastination alone.
Yeah.
More importantly, right, self-sabotaging is the relationships we keep.
Mm.
Yeah.
I said, wow.
The relationships
talk about
we keep.
It,
we, see, you know, the relationships you keep are so important. I was talking to a couple of, I got invited to this function and there was all these Ivy League people in there, the Yales and the Harvards and the Princetons, and I was in there and they got to talking about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys said something interesting. He said, well, I only keep 5 friends. And the 5 friends I keep are the 5 friends who I can be beneficial to and who could be beneficial to me. And everyone's bank account is not less than $5 million. That's very interesting. Right? I was like, okay, well, I need to get me some new friends. You know? So the thing, the hardest thing about that part of the whole thing, mm-hmm. right, is how do you divorce the old friends you have without really building up any animosity and creating some sort of negative vibes? This is how you do it. You just leave. Cut it off.
Cut it off.
Yeah, cut it off. I know it sucks.
But it's true.
Yeah, just cut it off. Cut it off. If you have a cancer in your body, you got to cut that bad boy out.
Yeah.
If there's something that is corrosive, you got to cut it off, man. Cut it off. You understand? Make sure that you are not in a place where it's going to hinder your success.
Yeah. Matter of fact, it's funny because, and that goes with relationships. And that relationship is even with a job or a business or a business partner, you know? So you have...
I was speaking when Lenny was here, mm-hmm. when Lenny Steinberg was here. I was talking about the relationship between Earth and our money, right? The right relationship. The things that we have to do in order to make sure that we do not destroy the planet. We have to make sure we keep... The planet, you know, I don't want to get off into a
self-sabotage.
yeah. We want to make sure that we stay focused, okay? That's the next thing. But the right relationships are super important to your success. They're part of the reasons why you're probably not doing what you're supposed to be doing because of the people you hang around with or the people you associate with. And even the girlfriend you're with, or even the boyfriend you're with, you know what I'm saying?
You got to surround yourself with the right people.
Yeah, you have
Shameless
to.
Plug, Do Right, Do Good, chapter 4.
that's one of the things. Another thing that I think a lot of people don't consider is self-medication.
Okay.
Self-medication is a self-sabotaging exercise. Drugs and alcohol are stopping you from doing what you're supposed to do. Don't practice that. Don't practice self-medicating because what you're doing is you're actually not being as productive as you should be if you're high all the time.
People, this business, this cannabis business is booming, man. Everybody thinks it's the opposite.
well, that's what I'm trying to show you. That's what I'm trying to show you. You see, drugs... Drugs is a very interesting thing.
Yeah.
I got to be careful what I say because I don't want us to get sued.
I don't want us to get killed. There's a lot of people out there spending a lot of money,
don't
man.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't fall. Don't fall into it.
A lot of money.
Don't fall into it.
This is big business, bro.
Don't fall into it. Don't
the
let
views
them,
and thoughts
don't let them
solely
tell
on Jeffrey Patrick.
Yo, I don't. But the funny thing is, I don't smoke weed, and you know, I don't plan on getting into no cannabis.
Well, I
business,
used to. I stopped.
I know you stopped. I stopped.
But I realized that, you know, wait a minute, I'm bigger than this. You know, I'm on the side.
So you think cannabis actually, or weed, smoking weed, slows you down?
See, I know it does. I know it does. I've been there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, when I stopped smoking weed, stopped drinking liquor, and stopped smoking tobacco, it's the best I've ever felt in my whole entire life. It's the best I have ever felt, and it's the most productive I've ever been. The rest of it is just nonsense. It's nonsense. It's for people who don't really don't understand what's happening. They don't. Self-medication is a self-sabotaging act. Ooh. Trust me on this.
So what can they do?
Well, there's go exercise. Go okay. Do some sit-ups, you slob.
Oh my God.
Go do some walk around the block, you couch potato. We're not pulling any punches today.
We found our Joe Button.
No.
Kevin is like, yo, shout out to Kevin Clark, man, in the building today.
Yeah,
bro.
Shout out to Kevin.
And shout out to Ra. He was in Black Panther?
Yeah, true.
We gotta shout him out, man.
Yeah, good looking.
Wakanda forever, bro.
Yeah, I hear you.
Man, all right. Look. So let's give him some takeaways.
Yeah.
We're not gonna make this an hour show. So start with the root. That was one.
Got to.
Start with the root.
You got to know yourself.
Self-awareness.
The only way you're going to know what the root is, you must take time to deeply contemplate your life.
And you can't do that if you're high.
You can't.
All right, I'm not.
Anybody who smoke, and good for you, man. Do your thing. If that's what you need. I'm not even knocking it.
You're just giving your opinion on how to
get
to your higher self.
Just don't come over here with it.
Got it.
Yeah, don't come over here with it, because we don't want no parts of that. I am what they call a witness. I've seen what it can do and what it cannot do. You know what I'm saying? And I know that people who use drugs to self-medicate are prone for that. They're already, you know what I'm saying? They're already hooked on that. It's their thing. It's the same thing with comfort eating. You know, comfort eating? That's self-sabotage too.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing. You know, just be mindful of what you're doing.
That's true.
You have to contemplate. You have to deeply contemplate. I was just talking to Kevin earlier too about, listen, if you're not familiar with the scientific method, you need to familiarize yourself with the scientific method. Because what the scientific method does is allow you to answer a question or find out something you do not know. And then it doesn't allow you to waver. You can't be too rigid with it, but it does allow you to think in a way to make you say, oh, this hypothesis works. Or no, it doesn't work. You know, fondling yourself till you go blind doesn't work. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can figure out things. You have to ask these questions. You have, and once you realize, oh, this is what I need to do. You know what I'm saying? And more importantly than all of the self-sabotaging that's happening, if you are not praying.
Faith.
Yeah, if you're not praying, if you don't say, Lord, please help me get through this, because I
But you
know
have to grind. You have to put in the work.
You are the only one that can help me in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I don't know if you're going to make it. I don't know. Secular power is not a power that has any control over you without the Almighty being present. The Almighty is there. It's why it's the Almighty. It controls. We're talking about cosmic creation.
Can't go bigger than that.
The living and breathing, the living and breathing God, the planet. You see what I'm saying? So if people don't think prayer works, trust me on this. Prayer works.
This guy was in a coma for like 8 months.
Listen, I was telling, you know what? I was telling, don't listen to Gene. It wasn't 8 months. I was telling my wife the other day, right? I said, you know the worst thing that happened to me? The worst thing that happened to me was when I got hit off that bike. I was going to die that day. You know what I'm saying? And the best thing that happened to me was getting hit off that bike. Both of those things were the best and the worst. Because it allowed me to now to see life in a total new light that I was totally blind to. Did not consider. You see what I'm saying? So you have to find those times to make you really think about what you want to do with yourself and how you're going to do it. Create what you must do and do what you must create. You see what I'm saying? Make things happen. Don't self-sabotage. And it's, I'm telling you, it's easy to fall into this mindset. You know what I'm saying? And then it gets worse because there are people out there that's cutting themselves.
Yeah.
People out there that's doing all type of madness. You see what I'm saying? Ultimately, we want to. Because
they're not going into the root.
The Lord, God, Jesus Christ has made us one of his own. Plain and simple.
And with that.
I don't want to get all preachy.
And with that, guys.
Yeah. Learn the ways.
I want to say thank you. Thank you, Pat.
Yeah, man.
You know, you are now our Joe Buttons of the podcast. I love it. We needed that edge, man. We have a stance now, right? And so it's great. Good. So thank you guys for tuning in to another great episode of Faith Grind Inspire podcast.
Faith Grind Inspire.
You can catch us every Wednesday.
Madison Square Garden.
He loves that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Are you kidding me? We're at the garden. It's an historic place.
Yeah. So we're at the garden. Yeah. And you can catch us every Wednesday on the OG Podcast Network. I want to shout out Ra for helping us out on the video today. Thank you to our producers, Tim, Jamie, Brianna. Thank you to
what up, Bri Bri?
Our boy, Kevin Clark, in the building. He actually was the person that wrote me up in Black Enterprise.
Yeah, Kevin Clark is a powerful character.
He is, man. And this guy, talking about faith, he fought and he had a kidney transplant. We're going to get into you. We're going to do another episode with you. And talk about like your journey. Yeah, we're about to do it. And so catch us in 2 weeks and you're going to hear Kevin Clark's story. Peace. All right.